New Country Z100, it's 7:20 here on your Thursday morning, and time to check in with my friend Pastor Michael Nave with Cornerstone Church. He's in the house today. Good morning, brother.
Hey, good morning, Kent. And I think today we'll play Name Those Sins. So we'll start with yours, Kent. Just start naming them.
Here we go.
Okay.
Let's not go there.
Let's not go there. Hey, you've heard that Seven Deadly Sins, maybe a movie.
Yeah.
Name them. How many of the seven deadly sins can you come up with this morning, Kent?
Okay, there was greed.
Yes, sir.
Lust.
Yes.
There was gluttony.
Yes.
Which I do every Thanksgiving. Actually, about every day.
Hey, we weren't going to confess yours, remember?
Okay, this is not confession time.
You're on a roll, dude. Come on.
Murder. Probably one. It's not on there?
Not murder.
All right. Well, that's about all I got right now.
Pride. You don't have any of that right now.
Shoot.
Yeah. Envy.
Envy's on there, okay.
Yeah, anger. There you go. Jesus said that turns into bad stuff. And laziness.
Oh, man. That's a big one for me.
Only three out of seven. Now, where did that come from? Historically, that list popped up in about the 6th century and then was popularized by Dante's Inferno and then a few movies that we've watched. But guess what? It is nowhere in the Bible.
You're kidding me.
Not kidding at all. It is not in there at all.
The list. Well, I've heard it my whole life.
Yeah.
It's not in the Bible at all.
Nope. And all month at Cornerstone, we're working through those phrases that kind of sound like they're in the Bible, but they're not in the Bible. Like, God helps those who help themselves. Money is the root of all evil. The man upstairs, this too shall pass. Each week we're tackling one of those. And sometimes there's some truth to them, but they're simply not in the Bible. Jesus said there are weightier ones, but we don't have a list of seven deadly sins. So this week we're looking at a passage where Jesus' teaching of love God, love people, like those are the two great commandments, and the teachers in his day said, yeah, like you summed up the whole Old Testament, love God, love people. And in the passage, James chapter 2, we discover that favoritism, like you treat somebody a little better who can invite you to the party, get you the job, give a little payback.
Yeah.
You treat them differently than the person who totally annoys you, is totally different from you, has nothing to offer you. We find that favoritism is the violation, like it is a direct violation of loving your neighbor as yourself. So the moment that you and I think, oh, those seven deadly sins, at least I ain't done that one, is the moment we miss the way we're missing God's best for our lives.
That's pretty interesting here. I know we are talking to some folks, got some ears perked up and what have you. So tell us about Cornerstone weekend services and what you all are doing.
Yeah, so this weekend we're going to dive into that study. What does it mean to love your neighbor as yourself, and how dangerous is favoritism? Every weekend we have services Friday and Sunday. We're in Marion right now, right there next to Sam's Club. Would love for you to join us in person. We're going to ask you to mask in and mask out. When you get in your seat, you're safe and you can take the mask down. And then if you're not ready yet to be in a group with a lot of people, then we have Cornerstone at home for you. You can jump online with us, worship, engage more than you probably think you can with us as together we study God's word and we discover God's best for our lives.
Well, you can Google Cornerstone Church and you'll find out more information right there. And their website is awesome. It'll take you kind of almost on a virtual tour of the place.
Yeah.
And you will really love it. And then also before you leave here, we want to say happy birthday to Dustin Keel today.
Today, yes.
Dustin has been on American Idol. He made it all the way to Hollywood.
Absolutely.
And the folks at Cornerstone are very blessed to have him over there that's doing the music and doing some amazing things. So it's pretty cool. Cornerstone Church. Find out more there. Google Cornerstone and we'll see you there.